What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 10 Minute Misconduct Podcast. We're on episode 50-something.
Right? I think it is 52.
It could be. I don't even know how to start today. I mean, I got a couple notes for newsworthy things in the NHL, but I mean, I don't know where you want to start today.
Do you want to recap what happened in the last week? Because we got a couple more teams eliminated. I think everyone saw it coming, but...
Yeah, well, not... I mean, if you were to tell me those two teams would advance at the beginning of the series, I wouldn't have believed you.
Oh, at the beginning, no. But I'm saying I think we saw it coming as of last Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Where do you want to start?
Got to clear my throat.
You want to start with the sweep?
Yeah.
So the team that swept Toronto got swept by Montreal.
Yep.
I did not see Montreal coming out that hot against Winnipeg. And I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I don't like the guy, but Carey Price is playing the most clutch hockey of his entire career.
Unbelievable.
And if this keeps up and they make it to the finals, he's a clear Conn Smythe winner.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's not even making me mad anymore that he's playing well, because I just... At the end of the day, I like to watch good hockey.
Yeah.
I like to watch good goalies, and I respect it. I hate it, but
I gotta respect
it.
Yeah. Same.
I just don't know how... I mean, even with him playing on his head, I don't know how Montreal's still here.
I don't either. And they're doing it all without Jeff Petry, who's arguably one of their best defensemen. He hasn't been playing all season. Wait, is it Jeff? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't. Now you're confusing me.
I always get him and fucking Klefbom from Edmonton mixed up, and I don't know why. I'm fucking retarded. So it is what it is. You know what I just said? Forget it.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you how much Montreal hockey I actually watch.
Little to none.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm mad at myself a little bit.
Why?
Because this whole season, I was saying how like. They're kind of exciting to watch, and I didn't like it that I like enjoyed watching some of their players and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're still here. I don't like it.
And you're still not watching. You don't want to watch.
No. And then now they're playing Vegas. Like, I really don't want to watch this series at all.
Yeah, I don't care.
Especially because I want both teams to lose.
Same. I don't care who wins this, as long as they lose in the cup finals.
I honestly think I'd prefer Montreal to win somehow. And I know I doubted them the first two rounds. I don't think Montreal's going to win, but I said that the last two times, so they're probably going to find a way to. I can't think of any imaginable way that they're going to be able to beat Vegas, but I hope they do, because we both agree here. We would much rather see Tampa Bay or the Islanders win the cup than Montreal.
Oh, 100%.
Ending the drought for Canada and their team. They were the last ones to win it. And in 93.
Yep.
And we don't want to see Vegas win.
Hell no.
Their fourth season.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I mean, good for Mark Stone for getting that game-winning goal against Colorado.
You like Mark Stone.
I'm just throwing it out there. He actually skated by Nathan MacKinnon.
Yep.
But, yeah, I would much... I don't care who wins the series out of Montreal and Vegas, as long as someone from the Islanders Tampa Bay series wins the cup.
Yeah. Like, and that's why I'm like, Vegas has a good shot against both those teams. I don't think Montreal had a good shot against any of the teams they played so far, so I don't think they would if they made it to the finals either, but they've proved me wrong so far, so I have no fucking idea.
Yeah. Fuck, man, I really wanted Winnipeg to, like, win that series and just make it more entertaining.
Yeah, and if Winnipeg ended the cup drought for Canada, I still don't want that to end ever.
No, because that's funny as shit.
It's fucking hysterical. But I wouldn't mind if it was Winnipeg. I've liked Winnipeg since they rejoined the league.
Yep.
So
out of all the Canadian teams, that's like, the one you're most okay
with.
Yeah,
and they're, like, the newest Canadian team. And, and it just, I don't want to see it happen, period. But really any team besides specifically Montreal or Toronto, because like they have enough already and they still talk about it constantly. So it's like, keep talking about those. Like, you don't need more. Yeah. It's funny that you suck since 93.
It's easy to have that many cup wins when there's only six fucking teams in the league when you were doing it.
Or when the first fucking, like, 12 of their 24, there's like a rule in place where it was like a proximity thing, like for player, like before the draft, like teams got to claim players that like lived closest to them or something like that. Before there was a draft, like,
dude,
players coming into
so
the
many
league.
Fucking rules that were so weird in hockey.
Yeah. So that's why they're always nasty. Cause like all the French Canadian players, they just got to have.
Yeah.
Like they had the rights for.
Yep.
Like they would have to give permission for another team to have a player.
That's fucking, that was I didn't even
Quebec.
Know that.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Dude, think about
that's
that.
That's why the U.S. cities didn't have as much in the original Six era.
That makes a lot of sense. But think about that, and then also the fact that the two-line pass is a rule. Like, there's such weird fucking rules. Like, I'm so happy the game evolved into what it is now, because that would be unwatchable.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Not to mention the guys were 5'4" and fucking 110 pounds.
I have a stick at my house, like an old Sherwood. I forgot who it belonged to, but I mean, it's all taped up and shit. It belonged to a guy that was probably 5'4" on skates. This shit comes up to my collarbone. I'm like, this guy was tiny. Yeah, enough about fucking old hockey though. Fucking low energy today, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm officially a homeowner, so there's that this whole week. So yeah, if I'm slower, it's whatever. Yeah, you want to talk about Vegas, Colorado, and the abortion that was that fucking series?
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, well, by the way, so the Canadians close out the series with a 3-2 win in overtime. So
oh yeah, there we go.
We'll just throw that in.
Yeah, and what did Vegas? What was the final in that series? 4-2? Like, Vegas won the series 4-2?
Yeah.
So, after hyping up Colorado, looking like a team that can go 16-0, just a powerhouse, just walking through every game.
They get shit on
for four straight.
Completely shit on.
Said it last week where it looked like Vegas figured out how to play them. And then it is, all of a sudden, Vegas got some confidence and then just said, fuck off. I think Colorado has to be the cuck of the week after winning six straight games, looking unstoppable, and then just absolutely taking a dick. Because they lost four straight. I don't even know what to say. Like, it was frustrating because I wanted to see a Colorado-Tampa Bay final. I wanted to see Vegas get kicked the fuck out of the playoffs.
Colorado was my cup winner.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to see them make it to the final, regardless of who they were playing. But Colorado-Tampa Bay would have been
probably the most entertaining series.
The best series, like, of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the teams left, I think the one I'm going to give a shit the least about is Montreal Islanders, if that's a thing.
No. So I feel like I would prefer that. I think it'd be partially funny. It would probably be kind of boring.
I don't know, because I just don't want Vegas to make it any further.
Yeah. No,
so,
I know.
To me, like, just that whole them in the Stanley Cup Finals again for the second time in their first four seasons.
Yeah, so why would you not want Montreal Islanders? You said you wouldn't want Montreal Islanders because you don't want to see Vegas make it further.
I misspoke then.
Yeah.
Whoops. Whatever, dude, this fucking episode sucks. It's a fucking snoozer.
Well, now I don't even know what the fuck you're saying.
Dude, I don't know what I'm saying.
What don't you want to see?
Tell me now. Let me. Okay. So yeah, no, Vegas and Islanders, I would probably care the least about.
Oh yeah. And
Montreal and Islanders, at least it would be like a goaltending battle. And there's one team that's super defensive and one team that's like faster and offensive.
It's two teams that have won in forever. And
yeah. So at least that.
And two teams that have never and probably will never meet in the playoffs ever or meet in the finals ever again.
Right. But I think. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant. I mean, if someone wants to turn this off now, you just go ahead and do it. It's not going to get any better.
Basically, I just don't want Vegas to win the cup at all.
No.
I also don't want Montreal to win the cup at all, but like slightly less, I think. I feel like I'd rather have Montreal win the cup than Vegas.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Because
it also plays in, it's like, yeah, they already have 24, but it's like, they have 24, what's 25?
Yeah, you it's know? Fine. Whatever.
Vegas, fuck you.
And again, they did it all when there was only six teams in the league.
And as annoying as their fans are, at least they're actually hockey fans.
Yeah.
Vegas.
So, right, hear me out. I feel like for this podcast to be any form of successful, we need this like a hot button topic to have strong opinions about.
Yeah.
That way we could just shit on one side of it for fucking 15 minutes.
I got something a little bit. It teeters that. It's not great. But.
Okay. Go.
Oh, you want to do just, it right now? I was saving it. I was saving it. But
for what? Well, so, until we're both fucking asleep?
So, well, we started talking about this game anyway, so I guess it makes sense. Vegas closing out the series with the Avalanche. 6-3 victory. Just complete shit show. And I'm pretty sure everybody on Vegas got their first goal of the playoffs that game. Besides Pacioretty, but the empty netter, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It pretty much every fucking goal that game was everyone's first goal.
Yeah, so they're showing that they can score on Colorado everywhere.
No, so this is what I wanted to shit on and going hard at, and another reason why I hate Vegas. When Pacioretty scores that empty netter, I'm sure you've seen the video. If not, I'm glad to tell you about it. 6-3. You know it's over. You know the series is over. They're in Vegas. There's a video of there's two Avalanche fans sitting directly behind the net that gets scored
on. Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting there. They're not saying anything. Got their heads down. They know their team just lost. And some Vegas fan like comes running down the stairs and like steals
their Colorado flag.
Yeah, their Avalanche flag. And like starts running up the stairs with it. So the guy like follows the dude and is like just trying to ask for it back first.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he was sprinting. He wasn't just like, oh, let me.
Well, I don't think that guy can sprint.
No.
If we're being honest.
No, maybe that was his full sprint. I don't know.
But he goes up and he just was like, he's already down in the dumps, you know?
Yeah.
You got to be an asshole. But he just wants his fucking flag back. Then the guy's like, you know, not giving to it. It gets five other Vegas fans like start jumping on the Colorado guy's back before he even gets to address the guy with the flag.
Well, as he's going up, a Vegas fan pushes him.
Oh, yeah.
Into like the railing or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
Dude,
he got his fucking property stolen and now he's going to get it back. And then you fucking push the guy going up the stairs.
Ask for it back. Like, he didn't look that mad, but he's just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he gets pushed, and then I'm sure other people around, it doesn't make it right. It just makes it more stupid. But they just see a commotion, so they don't know how it started. They just see an Avalanche fan.
Yeah.
And then just a bunch of Vegas fans just start basically beating the shit out of these two fucking old, fat Colorado fans.
Yep.
Completely terrify one of the Golden Knights cheerleaders, by the way.
Yep.
She ran away twice.
She
moved closer to the fight by accident.
I'm happy you brought this up because Vegas fans are now Cuck of the Week.
Yeah.
I forgot all about this.
They're cucks.
I saw the video earlier in the week. I forgot about it. It's them, hands down.
Yeah. Complete disrespect. Like, you hate to see it anytime a fan base does something fucking stupid like that, especially right after you won the series. And, like, the Colorado fans weren't causing any trouble.
No, they're just sitting there, sad. Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Their team just lost the series. Like, fuck off. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it kind of... I hate to be that fucking... I feel like I'm that guy, like, just because Vegas is new, I'm like, they got to pay their dues kind of thing.
No.
But it's like... I just don't want to sound like one of those, like, old hockey head guys, like the people that are like, there shouldn't be hockey in any warm climate city.
Oh yeah,
like, that shit's stupid.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying, but it's like, it proves that they're not really hockey fans yet, or like understand the respect of the game yet. Like,
well, if you want to talk about not respecting the game, the fucking Who was it? Oh, the...
And that's not the first time, by the way, that there's been, like...
The coach of Winnipeg refusing to join the handshake line after he got swept. No respect there either.
But that's not the first time there's been, like, stupid fucking brawls, like, in the stands at Vegas games before either.
Yeah, they're privileged. They don't know... Like, they
haven't a lot.
They haven't lost yet. Yeah. Like, you haven't been bad.
Yeah.
I can't wait until Vegas is terrible. They're still going to get the crowds because it's like a fucking party. But,
well,
I cannot
wait. Can we
wait
talk about their
the
crowds, by the
Arizona
way?
Arizona Coyotes.
Can we talk about their crowds besides playoffs, regular season? About 30 to 40% of their crowds during the regular season leave after the first intermission.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it's just like...
Or they're tourists.
That's what I'm saying. Most of the fucking... I'm not saying they don't have fans. They do, sure. But, like, they sell so many tickets because people are like, oh, we're in Vegas. It's just another, like, thing to do in Vegas. Like, another show.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's like, oh,
they
we're
go,
here.
They
like,
have the cool intro. They
let's
check
go
it
see
out.
The new hockey team.
They don't really like particularly like hockey, but they go, they check it out. They're there for the fun before the game, the first period. And then a bunch of people fucking leave. Like, they're well known for the fact that, like, they have a full building. And then second period, it's not so full. Third period, it's not so full. Especially, again, because it's Vegas. There's other things to do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's probably people that, like, go to a game for a period or two. And then they have another...
They fuck off to the strip.
They have another show they're going to later that night. Or they have, like, they're going to fucking gamble. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I can't wait till they suck.
So, yeah, fuck you, Vegas.
One thing I had last week that I saw and I forgot to mention was there was a guy who bought two tickets to the Montreal game when they first allowed fans in the building.
Yeah.
Like, fucking 500 fans, something stupid. For center ice tickets, it cost him $4,500 for two.
What?
Yeah. I read that somewhere. It was $4,500 for two tickets in the first and only game that Montreal had hosted at that point of the season. That's not worth it.
No.
And then I saw the like Canadian fucking whoever the fuck, they were lifting the travel restrictions for teams to come in and play and then for Montreal to leave and come back. Like, oh, thank you so fucking much for lifting this ban that you have because your country sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
the one that was responsible for fucking rearranging the entire league to begin with.
Yeah. Like, to me, it's like, oh, we're going to lift the travel ban. Like, no fucking shit. What else are you going to do? Were you going to make it as, like, to the fucking semifinals and then just be like, ah, we're calling it?
Yeah.
No fucking shit you're lifting it. One, it's the only thing your fucking country's good at and you haven't won a cup since 93, but all your players are winning. Like, all your Canadian... Fucking born.
Yeah, because you know
players
that,
are on other teams.
You know, like, that's the first argument Canadians make too.
Yeah,
so yeah, our teams haven't won, but all your teams are made up of Canadian players anyway.
Yeah, but they don't play for.
And then they'll bring up the fucking Olympics and shit and this and that. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine. The Olympics don't fucking count. No one gives a shit.
No.
But it was so weird to see, like, oh yeah, we're lifting the travel ban, like. No, of course you are.
Yeah, no fuck.
That wasn't even going to be a question, was it? Like, were you guys scrambling last minute to, like, figure out, oh, what the fuck are we
going to
do?
Like, you knew there was going to be one team from Canada that was making it to the Final Four.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau, you fucking cuck. Yeah, of course you're going to do that.
Yeah.
But
go do blackface again, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Fucking
piece of shit.
Asshole.
Fucking racist.
Lost every Canadian listener we've ever had.
Nah, actually, a lot of Canadians hate Justin Trudeau.
Do they?
Good-looking guy, though. I'll give him credit there.
I wouldn't know. I honestly don't even... I couldn't pick that guy out of a lineup.
It's a good-looking guy. I don't know if I'm trying to say all Canadians look the same, but he kind of looks like... who's that Canadian singer guy? Robin Thicke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of looks like him, but he's got, like, a little longer hair.
Oh, all right. Well,
it's kind of got hockey hair on him.
Got a little flow.
Yeah.
Nice head of lettuce.
Yeah.
All right. Good for him.
He's a cool looking guy.
Cuck
nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, going from shitting on Canada to I keep meaning to bring this up, and I don't, but for the playoffs, how spot on has the NHL finally been at staggering games?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It was so nice, the whole first two rounds, to just have the game staggered the way they were. So the end of one period, it's only 2 minutes into the first period of another game.
And then back and forth,
all the games start at perfect times. Not like the regular season where there's fucking 14 games on at 7 o'clock and then one at 9:30 and one at 10. It was so nice.
And like we said during the season, I get it for most years, when there's fans in the building and you know, people got to get home from work and fucking get ready for the game, go to the game. But this whole season until the last 2 months, there were no fans.
Exactly.
So they could have staggered the games.
They could have, should have, and didn't. Piece of shit.
But yeah, playoffs have been great so far. And do you want to get to what's going on now?
Sure.
Vegas and Montreal are yet to play. They play tonight.
Yep.
9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But did you catch the game yesterday?
I did.
Islanders Lightning.
I did.
Holy shit.
So me and Alpha Tango were talking about it today. And I slowly started to realize that Tampa Bay hasn't played a team like the Islanders all season.
Yeah.
They haven't played a team that solid on defense. If you look at their division, they played Florida, which solid defense, but they score up front and they had iffy goaltending here and there.
Yeah.
Honestly, I forget who the fuck else was even in their division. who was it? Nashville?
Yeah.
Detroit?
Yep.
Fucking
Carolina, Columbus.
Yeah, none of those teams are built the way the Islanders are.
No.
That Barry Trotz system is very different than the rest of the NHL, to the point where, people say the Islanders are the most boring team in hockey. I don't really care about that shit, because I'm a Devils fan, and the way they won all their cups is by being a defense-first team. They built from the goalie out. And
I hate to give this guy credit, but, look who's in the front office.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lou Lamoriello.
Lou Lamoriello has now been in the conference finals, I think, in 5 straight decades.
Yeah.
For teams that he's been part of.
It's fucking insane.
Bonkers.
It's insane. And Barry Trotz, by the way, I think he deserves a mention here. So the Capitals have not won a playoff series since he left Washington.
Yep.
And Islanders have been doing pretty well.
They made the conference finals last year, too.
Yeah. Islanders in general. Tavares.
Wait, did they make the conference finals last year? I thought they did.
I don't think they did. I think they made the second round last year.
Who did Tampa Bay play in the conference finals?
Don't ask me these things. I can't remember. Fucking right, 2 weeks ago.
All right, keep going. I'm curious now.
But yeah, and then Tavares goes to Toronto, hasn't won a playoff series. Islanders been doing great without him in playoffs.
Yeah.
And did he ever
win? It wasn't the Islanders.
Was it?
I'm not a fucking idiot.
Oh.
I am, but I got lucky.
Did the Islanders fucking ever win a playoff series with Tavares? They only made it a couple years.
Yeah, I don't.
I think they only made it 2 years. I think they were one and done. Same thing with Lamoriello. He leaves Toronto, comes to the Islanders. They're winning. Toronto hasn't won. So they're fucking looking good from front office to coaching staff to the players.
Yeah.
And like you said, defensively, fucking just.
They've been getting the goaltending.
Just shutting
they need,
it down.
And
yeah.
They're opportunistic when they.
Varlamov and Sorokin have both shown that they could play in these playoffs.
Yeah.
And they're just shutting them down on D and shoving it in their fucking faces offensively. They kept the pressure on the whole game.
Yeah. And it was 2-0 in the third period, and I think there was 2 minutes left, right before they pulled the goalie. And I said to Ash, Tampa Bay's not gonna get shut out.
Yeah.
That's just not I don't see that happening. And then it took them a 6-on-4, when the Islanders took that penalty to score. But that's something. So they trailed Carolina in that whole series for only 20 minutes. They trailed the Islanders last night for 27 minutes in just that one game.
Yeah.
So they're a team that's not used to being down, but they're a team that like can generally score pretty quick and answer. When I was talking about the game today with my dad, I almost looked at that game last night as like when Floyd Mayweather fights somebody, like when he used to not fucking Logan Paul, but like the Conor McGregor fight. And then the one before that where he kind of downloads like what to expect and he'll like concede the first two rounds like just to read just you to, and to see what you're going to do.
Learn what, your
I'm not saying Tampa
shit.
Bay went in there with that mindset like, okay, we're going to lose. But like that game, they looked flat. Sergachev, I think, had like 8 or 9 turnovers himself. Stamkos' turnover like in the offensive zone led to the Islanders' first goal. So it was a lot of, I think, guys just learning how to play against a team that tight defensively. And I wouldn't be shocked now if Tampa Bay can rattle off 2 or 3 straight wins.
Oh, yeah.
I also wouldn't be shocked if Islanders can make it 2-0, but it's not one of those things where like, oh, now like I'm a Islanders bandwagon, like, oh, like they're unbeatable. Like Tampa Bay is going to get shit on, but
I don't think the Islanders are unbeatable. And if there's any team that's stopping anyone these playoffs, I think it's a safe bet. From when they started, like Tampa Bay and Colorado, I thought were the two strongest teams coming into playoffs. So yeah, if there's a team that's shutting anyone down, like Tampa Bay is always a safe bet.
Yeah. And didn't the Islanders lose game one in both their series so far?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're the classic example of a team. You go down 1-0, then I think they went down 2-1 in both those series, rattled off 3 straight wins and they go on. So, it's early on in the series. It's only one game. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay makes adjustments and can tighten up a little bit more, especially on defense, and then rattle off 2 or 3 straight wins and close out in 5 or 6.
I expect Tampa Bay to win the series, but I want the Islanders to win. I know Tampa Bay is your cup pick. You're sticking with them. Yeah. I want the Islanders to win it all at this point. Which I mean, maybe technically I shouldn't because they are like in our division.
Fuck it.
Close to by. Me, like, I don't give a fuck about that.
As long as the Rangers or Philly don't win, Rangers, I don't care
Philly,
about anybody from our division
like,
winning.
Penguins.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Besides that, I don't really give a fuck.
No.
It's half the rest of the division, but whatever. No, I want the Islanders to win, selfishly as a Devils fan. Couple connections there, a couple guys I'd like to see win. But I just like the way they've been playing like the last few years, period. And they haven't won one in a while. And main reason, I just think it'd be fucking hysterical if they had the most cups in New York.
That would be funny.
Because the Rangers have been a team for like 95 years.
Yep.
And yeah, I think actually 95 years. Four cups. The Islanders also have 4 cups.
They did that 4 straight years.
They did it 4 straight years. They've only been a team since like 70, what was it? 3 or something, 76. Somewhere around there, somewhere in the 70s.
That would be a funny fucking thing to happen.
Yeah.
That's the argument every Rangers fan has ever made with me, like we have more cups than you. I'm like, you were also a team 50 years before us.
Yeah. Like way fucking
us,
longer.
Or like, you know, again, like fucking everyone says, "Oh, like you play on the team." But
and even if you like look at the window, like we got 3 cups from 95 to 2003. They got 4 from 1928, I think was their first one. Actually, I think their first year they won, 1926 to 1994.
Yeah, that's
they got
a little bit bigger of a timeline.
Especially when most of that time there were 6 teams or 9 teams.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
And then they always want to bring up the 94 playoffs. And I was like, well, didn't we win in 95?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But yeah, I just think it'd be funny if the Islanders, much newer team, had the most cups in New York.
Yeah. Even just the tri-state area, I would like, as a Devils fan, it'd be much easier to swallow. That's what she said. If the Islanders could like have the most cups in like the area.
Yeah. Plus,
I'd be okay with being second to them as like if the Devils can win another cup, it'd be fine being second to the Islanders. But if the Rangers were to win another one beforehand,
yeah,
and then we win one, like, it sucks to still be in second to the
and
Rags.
Plus, if Islanders fans start talking shit too, we could always make the argument how, like, well, you just had one good team.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, four in a row. It was one good team.
Yeah. But, you know, shitting on New York, that was our whole plan to transition into New York Rangers hired new head coach today.
Oh, did they?
Gerard Gallant.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure he'll utilize that young team way better than Quinn ever did or could. And it's good news for the Rags and kind of bad news for everybody else, because if there's one thing Gallant can do is coach a team.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of... Because he's, like, not an easygoing coach by any means.
No, but he's a great coach.
I think that's the... No, but that's a good thing. I think that's the exact kind of coach that they need.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to be okay with it or not, I don't know. I hope not, because it would be fucking funny. But they had, like, coaches that are known to kind of be hard asses before, and it didn't work out, and it probably should have. John Tortorella and fucking Alain Vigneault.
Yep.
Both fucking...
I feel like to be in that market, like, it's a perfect fit if you're, like, a hard ass.
Yeah. But the second there's fucking trouble and fans start crying, management gets scared and fires the coach. Yeah. That's what sucks about those...
Except it took them so long to do it, fucking Dan Quinn.
Well, yeah. David Quinn.
David Quinn, but, sorry.
That's what sucks about those big market teams when they're not performing well, is that there's too much media pressure, too much pressure from the ownership group,
because
they just
want to
make money.
But I kind of love Tortorella in New York to an extent, because, like, he'd be like, fuck you. Like, he would just give it back to media and fan. He didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Tortorella in New York deserved the cup with his time there, and they could have done it, probably should have, and never did. Alain Vigneault, I never really realized how much I liked him as a coach until he was with Philly. And it was actually Philly put out a thing, like, on YouTube. It was like a training camp thing, start of the season, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, the first year he was hired. And just seeing the way he interacted with the players was fucking awesome. It's like the exact coach I fucking love.
Yep.
And, like, in his first meeting with the team, like, he was quoted, I'm pretty sure it was censored, but it was the Flyers, like, Twitter bio for a while. His first meeting with the team, he ended it with, "Be a fucking Flyer." And, like, that was it. And I was like, I like it.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. I mean, back to Gallant, I agree that, it's a good hire, great hire by the Rangers, and I just hope it doesn't work out.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't work out, too. But
and I think it will with that young team and with what he did with Vegas, bringing those guys together. And
I feel like it's going to be the same thing it always is with the Rangers. I might be wrong, but, like, I think he's going to make improvements and make it a better team and get more out of them than fucking David Quinn ever could.
Yeah.
This guy's a pussy and he sucks. But Gallant, I just see the same thing as the Tortorella thing. He's going to take him far. He's going to get, like, a couple, like, conference finals, maybe a finals appearance here and there, and just not have enough to, like, push it over the edge. And then, like, after that, for a couple seasons, you're going to have, like, one or two bigger name guys that, like, can't handle the pressure, that fucking bitch about him, and then management's going to freak out, or the ownership group's going to freak out and say he's too much of a fucking asshole and get rid of him. It's going to be the same thing.
Are you describing Toronto or New York?
New York.
Because it's the same.
Well, yeah, it is the same, but
R.I.P.
Babcock.
Yeah.
Although, and I'm pretty sure he is an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
But I still think he's a great coach. Do you need a coach, or do you need a friend?
Yeah, because I don't think to be successful, you could be both. Now, let's go to the often forgotten
New
York
Not to
team.
Bring him up, but I'm going to anyway.
Go ahead.
Herb Brooks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be your coach, not your friend.
Yeah. If you need one of those, talk to Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect.
Let's go to the often forgot.
And in the words of Doc, sorry. Never mind. Sorry.
Let's just, you know what?
Sorry.
Go ahead, go.
But you got me going on Miracle. I got me going on Miracle. Yeah. I'm not going to put that on you. In the words of Doc, he goes, oh, this I've never seen before. But maybe if all the players spending too much time hating Herb, they won't have time to hate each other.
There you go.
That's all you need out of a coach. You got to just push them to the next level. You don't need to be a friend.
Yeah.
Be your coach.
Yeah. Now let's go to another place they play hockey in upstate New York.
Buffalo.
I still got it.
Who gives a shit? What are they doing?
They have, Elliot Friedman says, looks like they're just tired of the Jack Eichel thing. They're going to move on.
Okay. Yeah.
It's looking like they don't want to bring him back. And they've already gotten a bunch of calls already.
I think it's also looking more like Jack Eichel doesn't want to be back.
I think he didn't want to be back two seasons ago.
Well, no, but them saying we're ready to move on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
it's like Canada, like we'll open the border for teams to travel here.
It's kind of like,
everyone else already knew.
Like getting broken up with and then being like going and telling your friends that you broke up with them. Like,
yeah.
Kind of thing.
That's the best way to put it. Among teams that have already called about him, Seattle's one of them. So, depending on,
I don't see it happening either, but they gotta.
But it's interesting.
It's a good move on Seattle's part. Like, obviously, they have to go for it anyway.
Right.
Whether it's gonna work, I don't think so. But if anyone's dumb enough to do it, it's Buffalo.
Exactly.
So,
but here's the thing.
But Seattle just needs to be talked about. It's good for them to have people talk about them and just have them in the spotlight for anything.
Right.
And if it happened, like, pump their jersey sales up
immediately. Oh, yeah, right away.
Yeah.
Have
that guy to build the team around.
For me, because I love fucking trades, signings, fucking draft day, expansion draft, whatever it is. I like the front office shit a lot. It's just so interesting to me that a team with only one signed player. That was news a couple weeks ago. I never even mentioned Seattle made their first signing. Yeah. It is what it is.
It doesn't matter.
Fucking, who cares? Yeah.
It's like Vegas when they signed Cody Glass or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's like nobody gave a shit.
It's whatever. So they have one rostered player technically right now, and they're making calls about Jack Eichel, which means the things that would have to be in play, you have to look so far into the future with the draft. So obviously the second overall pick would be in play. So Buffalo might be able to get the first and second overall picks this year's draft. Then you have to think about expansion draft. Now, Buffalo's front office is looking at who might be available to Seattle, who they would then trade to Buffalo. So now you got two teams looking at protection lists, checking off guys that, like, if you can get him, we want him. We want your second overall pick. We want this. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces. And just to, like, even make the phone call, like, the balls you got to have to be like, all right, what are you looking for Jack Eichel? And then possibly trying to facilitate that through an expansion draft, an entry draft. And
I mean,
it's just, and salaries.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding or I'm just a fucking idiot, which both are very possible. But it almost kind of makes sense because it's like they're the only team in the league that is guaranteed to work shit out with every other team in the league.
Right.
Like, they're already going to be in contact with everybody, making deals with everybody. So, whereas, like, they could basically pitch to Buffalo, like, we can get you anything for Eichel.
If you're interested in moving on from Eichel, what do you need? Like, what is your asking price? Yeah.
From
and then
the
it's,
league.
It's almost like Buffalo. Well, it is like Buffalo's influencing the Seattle's expansion draft. So, they're, like, playing the middleman at this point. To me, that shit is, like, so fucking interesting, like, and just the inner work and how much time
it
takes.
Well, is it weird that, like, I mean, obviously I love playoff hockey, but, like, I kind of wanted to just to wrap it up and get into this offseason.
Right.
Because, like, this whole season was so weird with the realignment and shit. Like,
yeah,
these playoffs, they're just not as great as they usually are.
The Florida-Tampa Bay is still the best series of the playoffs so far.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the first round.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, so excited for, like, another expansion draft, another entry draft.
Free agency frenzy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, like, to me, I love all that shit. They're some of my favorite days of the year, and they're not even part of the regular season.
And plus with the cap being flat again, too, and, like,
that also affects
there's so
everything
many
else.
Teams right now that like are contenders and have been contenders for so long that are like
they're knocking on the door of
they're
the
gonna have
ceiling.
To consider blowing it up, and then there's gonna be like younger new teams coming in
Detroit, depending on how their draft goes.
Yeah.
Like an Iserman there now.
To be like recurring playoff teams.
Yeah. So the teams at the bottom now, like I'm looking at Detroit, who has, I think, over $40 million in cap space. The Devils that have like 30 something million in cap space. Like all these younger teams that like.
In the next few years, like the whole league is going to flip pretty much.
Yeah. In a fucked up year where you're playing almost every other day. I mean, then there's teams like the Devils where you have 2 weeks where you don't play a game at all because of COVID. It's not a regular season. So if you have these younger guys playing a full regular season, like, do they do better than, like, game after game after game, all of a sudden no games, game after game after... Like, every team that came back after, a layoff of COVID was a different team. If you have a constant season... I mean, I'm kind of blowing smoke up the Devil's ass here, but if Blackwood doesn't go down with COVID, he's the same goalie. Like, do they have a better season? Yeah.
The beginning of the season, he was unbelievable.
Yeah, so it's just young teams like that, like you said, with a lot of cap space that are going to dictate probably the next 3 years. Because I don't know how much it'll go up in the, like, 2022, 2023. You have,
like, Tampa and Washington and Pittsburgh. Boston, that are like, they got to figure something out.
Yeah. I mean, Boston's different. They have a lot of team-friendly deals.
Yeah, there, of course, but they're still fucking tight.
But yeah, and then who needs new contracts and stuff like that? So, yeah, I think a lot of what happens in the next 2 to 3 years is based off of this offseason.
Tampa technically already being $18 million over.
Yeah.
If they win another cup now, like if they go back-to-back, I think they're going to have to blow it up because like, we did what we could. We got two cups. Like,
it depends.
If they end up losing, then they're like, we got to figure something out so we can still compete next year. I think if they win two, like, they let some fucking people go.
Oh, absolutely. Like, Tyler Johnson was a big question mark going into this season. They started him in the AHL because they just couldn't afford the $5 million cap hit on the team. I don't know when his contract ends, but that's $5 million. I mean, you got over four with Killorn and Palat, I think, and Gord. So you have these guys that count against the team, but they all have fucking no move clauses too.
Yeah.
So they automatically
available for Seattle then because of that, right?
Some of them, I think Tyler Johnson has a no trade clause, so he's available to be taken, but they're in a spot where they're going to lose somebody.
Yeah.
A couple. Very soon. This offseason, they're losing more than they're gaining.
Yeah.
Unless they can get, like, a bargain, like another Blake Coleman. I mean, it costs them a prospect and a first rounder, but as a player, like a utility player like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for two seasons. They're going to need probably a backup goaltender. You know, they're going to need all the shit. So, yeah, if they win again, they definitely have to retool. I mean, take some notes on how the fucking Patriots did it for the NFL because that team would win all the time and you think, you know, championship hangover and it just never really happened.
Yeah. But, well, I'm not too familiar with the caps. Jesus Christ.
Dude, your voice has not been your friend the past two episodes.
No, I'm not too familiar with the cap situation in the NFL, if I'm being honest. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, plus, but just to see the same
team. TB12 was always known for taking team-friendly deals, too.
Yeah, and that's what you need. You need guys that will take a team-friendly deal to win championships.
Yeah.
You don't need Taylor Halls on your team.
No.
Although, now that he's in Boston and see how good
surrounded
that team is,
by
he might take a 5x6 deal.
Surrounded by team-friendly deals?
Yeah, he might take a 5x6.
Well, yeah, I mean... I don't really blame the guy for not to go balls deep on Hall, but just real quick, I don't really blame the guy in the past for being a little greedy. I understand, like, yeah, you got to be team friendly if you want. It's just going to make the team around you better.
Yeah.
But when he's always been on shitty teams, he kind of was the one doing all the fucking work.
Yeah.
But, like, now that he's, like, actually on a good contending team and he, like, saw what that was like and, like, got real playoff experience, not just a... couple fucking games in the first round where he got embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And looking around the room and like seeing the other guy and like that top line that's playing above him and shit and all the deals that they're on. It's kind of like, all right, I get it now.
So, I mean, we went from a snoozer to whatever the fuck that was.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people that just don't care about that shit, but no. We do.
Yep. But I mean,
but yeah, I'm fucking. How far into this fucking thing are we? 45 minutes. That's not bad.
It felt like a lifetime.
Yeah.
Real quick. Elliot Friedman says. Well, I think everyone came out and said Seth Jones is not returning to Columbus next year.
Yeah.
So someone's going to overpay for him. Elliot Friedman says Philly could make a trade for him. I'd laugh.
And
Dougie Hamilton
yeah.
has been given permission to talk to other teams. It sounds
absolutely
like,
done with Carolina.
It sounds like there might be a sign and trade. I mean, I don't know if he's open to re-signing Carolina. I don't know.
Sounds like he's not.
But yeah, he's been told he can look for other teams. And I mean, among those, I think a team like Edmonton would fucking be a good fit, or like Winnipeg, maybe even Philly. I would hate that because
I love Hamilton
Dougie
or for
yeah.
Jones,
Dougie Hamilton.
Yeah,
I mean they're both righties, but Hamilton's a far superior defenseman.
Yeah,
and no one can tell me any different. Seth Jones fucking yeah. sucks. He just plays.
Oh,
a lot.
And you're gonna love this. There's already Devils fans begging for Seth
no,
Jones.
No, I'll kill myself. I'd prefer Dougie Hamilton.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
I've been wanting him on the team for like the past 2 years, but that's pretty impossible.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible this year.
And I also don't think he's going to be like upset with how things have been going in Carolina and be like, I think New Jersey is a good
yeah,
move.
Yeah, dude, I follow some Devils fan page. We talked about the Devils a lot here for them
no,
not
I know,
having
but,
played in 2 months or a month, whatever it's been. It feels like longer.
But at least we're shitting on the other stupid fans.
Yeah. So there's a Devils fan page and they're saying basically, you know, anything's possible. Don't forget Taylor Hall signed a contract in Buffalo. Like, who saw that coming? Like, Dougie Hamilton could sign, like, in New Jersey.
Well, they thought, I was like, Buffalo thought they were going to be good.
I was like, first of all, Dougie Hamilton's not going from a
And Buffalo had the money
team.
To give him.
Yeah, Dougie Hamilton's not going from a team like Carolina to a rebuilder in New Jersey. They're on the come up now, kind of, but I don't think he's going to go to like a team
no.
on the edge
no.
like that. Second, Taylor Hall only signed 1 year for $8 million, and I don't think Dougie Hamilton's in the market for a 1 year contract, even if it means getting dealt to a cup contender at the deadline. And like, again, Taylor Hall signed there to play with a superstar like Jack Eichel. New Jersey doesn't have one of those. He plays forward. Like, what's Dougie Hamilton going to do? Just pass him the fucking puck for him
yeah.
to pass to somebody else to score?
It's like the same Devils fans that were like, we should get Line A. It's like, yeah, but how? Giving up Nico and Jack?
Also, we don't have a defense as it is. The fuck you
yeah.
think he's going to
do
it's
like, and
in the defensive zone?
He had fucking all his attitude issues and shit in Winnipeg, who's like a good team.
Yeah.
It's like, you think he's going to love playing in New Jersey?
He'd like
and
fucking
come
ice
in
time.
And fuck, yeah,
that's
exactly.
it. Yeah. But yeah, it's just it's crazy to think that like,
people think it's
the
fucking
second
EA Sports.
The second someone like a bigger name is like, oh, I'm gonna move on from this team. Every single fan base is like, oh, he's coming to us. Like, please come here,
it's
please
like,
come here.
Yeah, but think about why the fuck would they come
now,
here?
Yeah, getting more nerdy into front office shit. You signed Dougie Hamilton, say to New Jersey, it's not gonna cost you any less than fucking $9 million to sign Dougie Hamilton, maybe even 10.5 to 11 to get him to come to New Jersey. If you do that, it's not going to be for a year. It's going to be probably a 5-year contract. Now, if his defensive game starts to slip in 2 to 3 years, that contract is going to be dog shit. And then the argument the kid made to me was like, oh, well, you could say if they start to slip, like, you make that for any fucking signing, like, excuse, whatever. And all I'm saying is I don't want another PK Subban on the team, because not only do we have no Dougie Hamilton for almost double digits every year.
Yeah.
But now Jack Hughes needs his big boy contract. They're going to probably re-sign Zaka and Bratt once their contracts are up, and they're going to want pay increases. Maybe Miles Wood, Sharon Govich, and Kuokkanen, depending on how long they want to fucking sign
for. And
then
for. In another year or two, it's
then
Holtz.
Blackwood's going to need another
Blackwood,
contract.
Yeah.
Holtz is going to need a contract before Dougie Hamilton is up. Like, all these
Blackwood
shit.
Just signed a sweetheart deal.
Yeah. And then all these people, like, they never think about, like, they just see, like, one player, like, oh, we want him. It's like, there's
yeah.
so many other moving
and
parts.
And also, it's like, and I'm not discrediting Dougie Hamilton at all. Great player. Great
I
defenseman.
I fucking love him. He'd be our
but,
best defenseman by far.
But look at Carolina's defensive group as a whole,
yeah,
they're pretty solid.
Yeah, Jacob Slavin, so like, Brady Shea, Jake Bean's coming
people
up.
People don't take that into account.
Brett Pesce?
Brett Pesce. I love me some Brett Pesce.
Me too.
People don't take that into account. It's like, coming to New Jersey, it's like, he's the only guy, he would be the only guy with defensive talent, yeah. Period.
Plus, Carolina's just a more complete team so throughout the lineup.
Yeah, like, exactly.
The four forward lines. Yeah. And decent goaltending in Nedeljkovic. But, yeah, I think Dougie Hamilton, he's proven how good of a defenseman he is in the NHL, and I don't think he's just going to waste any more time. Like, he's already 29, 30, yeah, 31, exactly. Something like that. So
came quick. But, yeah, he's ready to fucking be on a serious team and win.
Yeah. I mean, he's on one technically right now. But
well, yeah, but
to like
one that could push it further and
afford him.
Find one that can afford him.
Yeah, so that was my fucking nerd talk.
No, yeah. All I can really say, I hope the Islanders fucking win the cup. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd love to see it. Fuck Vegas, fuck Montreal. That's pretty much all I got.
Keep it going.
Keep what going?
The fucking sign-off. Just roll it into the sign-off.
Fuck Vegas, fuck Montreal, and fuck... I had flow and I killed it.
Yeah.
Fuck Mike Bilberry, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards.
Yeah, in this fucking episode too. Fuck it.